ازيك يا باشمهندس؟ هابي ماري يعقوب بيسو كيركس ازيك يا باشمهندس؟ دانيال شين ابوت يور ترو باور. اوكي يا باشمهندس، today we're going to continue. I think we finished packet tests. We're up to packet tests. And then we should discuss when we should talk about some Hanukkah shiurim. And a lot of Hanukkah packets. So there's some good Hanukkah packets. Okay. So we're up to packet. Okay. So let's take a look at a fascinating piece in the Bir Halacha on page 3. So this is on page 3. It's in Hilchos Kriya Shma. It's interesting. Sometimes it's in Hilchos Kriya Shma, but he says a fascinating chiddush about tzitzis in Hilchos Kriya Shma. So first look in Shulchan Aruch on page 3. Yesh omim she'ein mitzvah sfichas kavanah. Right, there is a machlokas in the Gemara whether mitzvah sfichas kavanah or ein sfichas kavanah. In other words, say you did a mitzvah and you didn't have in mind that you're doing it to be yotzei a mitzvah. You just did it. You ate matzah and you didn't have in mind for the mitzvah. You were just eating matzah. So one opinion says, so as long as you did the action, that's sufficient. You know, say you just put on tefillin and you didn't have, And the other opinion says that you need kavana. So two opinions. Now usually the halach, we assume usually the halacha whenever there are two opinions, and in the Shulchan Aruch and it says yeshomer this and yeshomer that. You know, we normally assume like which yeshomer, the first or the second? Second. That's one of the, they're klalim. Yeshomim, what? Yeshomim, v'yeshomim. So the halacha is like the second yeshom. What were you saying?
Sometimes
it
has.
Yeshomim, and yeshom. This says v'yeshom. Would that make a difference? If it doesn't say, okay, we'll see. Matzeis Marcias, also mitzvah. V'chein halacha. Oh, you see here he writes in the Feirish. V'chein halacha. And so halacha is mitzvah srichas kavana. So you need to have kavana. And if you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. You look in the Mishnah Brura, he writes, in Yud, v'chein halacha, chosav mogad avram, b'shem haradvaz, the story. So let's look now in the Bir Halacha on page 3. Yeshon Mitzrichim Kavara, Perish Min HaTorah, Ken Kosev Rashbam, Lehedya B'Psachim, Tavkuf Yudalad, Chaim Mash B'Pashti, the Sugyot Rosh Hashanah, The Gemara was different from Chosiv, Mashmid, the Pukhlai, Bin Rais, the Chetos of Lavush, etc. Okay, the Da, the Chol Zeb Bishar Mitzvahs. Of a Mitzvahs Hatoli Bachila, he says that's like by like Lulav. Say, like, say somebody just picked up a Lulav on Sukkah's day. He saw a Lulav there, he just picked it up. But he didn't have Kavana for a Mitzvah, just picked it up. And we say, oh, you don't have to shake Lulav today, you already. The Yotze? No, because mitzvah shichas kavana. But some want to say that if it's a mitzvah tolui b'achila, can go on kizayis matzah b'pesach, who adin achilas kizayis b'sukkah b'lav rishona, that's a shulchan aruch l'kaman, simen tof ayin hei, the Yotze b'dievet afil im lo kivin. That, that the Yotze b'dievet. Because some say, you know, some say that the idea is because if you're not mechaving for a mitzvah, it's like mesasik. It's like you're not. So if you're mesasik, you do something you don't realize you do. Say, for example, you step on the carpet and then it turns on a light. But you didn't realize when you step on a carpet, it turns on the light. So you're misasik. So then, where you, it's brought down, I think, Achim Zemba Sefer and others, that we don't view it as your maisa because it was a maisa is only considered a maisa because you had kavana for the maisa. Then it's considered your maisa. But if you do it without kavana, it's like misasik. Except there's a Gemara that says in Krisis, a misasik b'chalavim v'arayas chayiv shekein nene. Say, for example, you didn't realize you were eating chalav. You thought you were eating shuman, the kosher fat. You were eating the non-kosher fat. But the bottom line is, you had hana. So then, the way it says in the chidushim of Nachum Zemba is that when you, and Rav Mandelbaum's nephew explains it as well, is that when you have hana, that is makasha you to the maisa. It relates you to the action, even if you didn't have kavanah. Because shekein nana. So that's why mitzvah achila might be different, even though well, certainly lechatchila we should say you should have kavan. So he says like this: Fiza and krola torah v'lokech taliso atalis hakol alos b'bima. Say somebody called you up for an aliyah, right? So you didn't know you were getting the aliyah, and it's for mincha, you know. So you were not wearing a talis. So they have a shul talis there. So right away you put it on, And you're not necessarily thinking that, oh, I'm mechaving for the mitzvah. You're just saying, okay, the talis is there. That's what they do in the shul. Everyone wears a talis, so I'm going to put on the talis. But maybe you really weren't mechaving. He says, "Im karola torah v'lokech taliso o talis hakol olos labimish az mana bohol." Right? That was everyone's waiting for you. Right? So call you for an aliyah. You know, you got to get up there and, you're not thinking. You're just autopilot, you know. So maybe you're not being mechavein for the mitzvah. So maybe you're being mevatel a mitzvah essay because what's the din if you put a beged on of dalet kanfos that has tzitzis on it, but you just put it on and you're not thinking of the mitzvah? You just put it on because you know that's what you do in the morning. You put on your talis, but you're not even thinking. So it could be then you're not getting the mitzvah. If you're not getting the mitzvah, even though the tzitzis are there, maybe it's like wearing a beged without tzitzis.
But isn't the tzitzis a matir?
Okay, it's a mitzvah which is a matter.
And so you have to have das to mekayim the mitzvah in order for it to be a matir. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in other words, right. He's saying if you didn't, in other words, if the strings are not good string, you know, in other words, if you didn't get the mitzvah, then it's not a matir.
Mm-hmm. It's, in other words, the physical matir isn't enough.
Right. That's what he's assuming. That the matir to wear the beged is because you're doing the mitzvah. But if you're not doing the mitzvah, that's why we say mitzvah, essay dochalos aser. If you have shatnez, Right? If you have a linen garment, then you have the wool string of the tchelis, so then esei docha los hasa. So he says, "Mustama einu mechavin lanas b'livosh lo kaim mitzvah zesher shatzis meil over b'zeh mitzvah zeh loshem mechavin l'shem mitzvah faz yuchal levar kavkin olam einim nizharim b'zeh." He says, "But people aren't nizhar. Ulay shetamim kaimin she'in rotsa lo b'osh azis atalas veinu lof shol mei kovar haTorah shakala ein zeh levisha hamechayavu b'tzitzis." So it could be that you know what you know what the limud zchus is. That maybe you're not mechavin, you're only mechavin for kavod haTorah, and there's no din levisha here. We said right. We said with the Beis Yosef certainly holds it has to be for chor v'kol. Here you're just doing it for kavod haTorah. Ainzel levisha hamechayiv also betzitzis dumin the mishal lovish laharis lakona midaso. So let's say you try on a garment, you're the salesman. I guess in those days the salesman would try it on. Today the buyer tries it on. Yeah, the salesman would try it on to show what it looks like. So the salesman tried it on. So he's not interested in wearing it. He's just trying it on to show the purchaser what it looks like. To put him as mitzitzis. But he says, "Ve'etsa ha'yutza lasos k'moshe kosuk hashari Ephraim." Someone has a Mishnah Berurah here. Can I get a Mishnah Berurah chelak aleph? He says, "Ve'etsa yutza is to do what the Shari Ephraim says." Hey, ve'si is dvar ve'el b'simin yud dalit siv gimel bebir halacha. Dibar Maso She'ela, Ayin Sham. So we'll see. We have to look up what the Eitzah HaYutza is. He says, I have a good... But he's saying that... So first he's saying maybe it's a problem. Because when you go quickly to put on... You just grab the talis. You're not thinking, oh, I'm doing it L'Shem Mitzvah Hashem. You don't even have time to think in those terms. You don't even have time to think of those terms. So he says, so maybe it's a bitul mitzvah esei. But then he says, but maybe not. Because maybe you're not even chayiv, thank you. Maybe you're not even chayiv in tzitzis. Because you're not wearing it l'shem levisha. You're just wearing it l'shem kavod hatzibur, kavod haTorah, something like that. So let's see. He says, in Yud Dalet Gimel, yeah, so he says to look in the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maskel, She'ela. She'ela, here. She'ela, Shimutsuyas, Aimish Abura. Yeah, I'm reading it to you outside on Daf Samach Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha. The second line there in the Bir Halacha on the left side. She'ela, Shimutsuyas, Aimim Mishnah Berurah, Mashkozulin, Talas Hakol, that died the Hakha, Hinkozulin, their Chantman, Lamut. Hello. Yeah, it says. So what does he say? If he's born a bohol, she ain't yochel satem. No sin go. Sorry, he ain't him kaidav. Yeah, with dvar chalushim. Etc. He says, so if you have in mind. He says the best thing is to take your friend's talis. Don't use the tzibur's talis. Take the talis shulah, because talis shulah is part of from tzitzis. So if you get go from a leader, I don't know how practical this is, because usually the talus is going to be right there, the talus at Tzibur. And the talus at Tzibur, everyone's part of the Tzibur, could theoretically be chayef. But a talus she'ula is potter.
The tzibur can be makneh the talis to an individual, and that right, should always be the talis. That's
you. So he says. So the best. So if you want to avoid the whole problem, assuming that everyone has their talis there, b'zman mincha. So ask you. They call you up for aliyah. This is going to be a whole big thing. You know, you tap on your the guy standing next to you. Can I borrow your talis? It's not talus hashutim. It's talus she'ulu.
No, the tzibur is.
Right. The talus hakohol is every like Rav Aaron said. Everyone's part of the call could use it.
No, but I don't know. But the call, in other words, somebody can donate a talus, and the tzibur uses it, but it's a private talus.
Oh.
But if I'm not.
Oh yeah, but usually okay. That could be that's a new eitzah.
If I'm not a member.
Yeah, in other words, Rav Aaron wants to give a new eitzah. Maybe they should have some. But you know what's going to why that's the problem with that eitzah is going to be?
Marisayin.
Because then a lot of people are not going to realize that, and then they're going to make a bracha.
Marisayin. No, yeah.
There could be a shayla of a bracha of atola.
Most people that I've seen don't make a bracha on the talis when they
get an aliyah. Like by mincha.
In our shul, the very makpid. They should make a bracha.
Make a bracha.
Which takes more time, of course.
Right. Right. So, in the makpid, they should make a bracha. So that's the. So he's saying, so what eitzah he's giving the Mishnah Berurah, the eitzah of the Shaar Ephraim, is to have just borrow a talis, because a borrowing a talis is not chayiv. And then even though you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah, but you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. So the assumption is that a person is on rush, when he's calling an aliyah, he just runs up, gets a talis, and then he's not thinking. He's just thinking of, everyone's waiting for me, so I got to just get it. His brain is on freeze. It's not on, you know, l'shem mitzvah, so he's not thinking anything. So therefore, therefore, the Bir Halacha says that it could be that he's mevatel a mitzvah zeseh, because he's putting on, and he's not. In other words, his vort the chiddush is what Rav Aaron was asking. His chiddush is that tzitzis is a mitzvah. And if you didn't do the mitzvah, then you're wearing a beged b'lid dalet kanfos, even though the tzitzis are there. Because you hold mitzvah svichas kavana, so you have to be mechayim. So, and it's only a matir to wear it if you're mechayim the mitzvah. If you're not mechayim the mitzvah, then it's also to wear. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah of the Bir Halacha. So he says, one eitzah he says is what? But maybe one thing he says is maybe you're not chayiv in tzitzis b'klal, because you're not wearing it l'shem levisha. You're wearing it only l'shem kavanat Torah. You're not wearing it because you want levisha. But if you say like that, then that's the whole dark case. Moshe's tying on the Beis Yosef that any talis that we wear is really not l'shem levisha anyway. That's why I keep saying there's more svara to be mechayiv a blanket in tzitzis than the talis we wear in shuls. But that's one thing you can remember from this year. There's more svara to, but lemaisa, look, the min is the minik, so I can't, I'm not trying to change the minik olam. But svara, it's when you're wearing a blanket, it's cold at night. You're putting it, you're really, it's a real levisha.
If I'm not a member of the congregation.
If you're not a member of the congregation, listen. And there's a talis hakol, but the talis hakol is made for any Jew that comes into the shul.
No, the eighth has to be that the person, the gabbai, whoever gives him the talis to put on, tell him to make a bracha. Once he makes a bracha, he knows he's making a bracha on a mitzvah.
Oh, so that could be an eitzah. But on one hand, Rabbi Aaron says, like in his shul in Har Nof, they make you make a bracha on the talis when you get an aliyah by mincha. By shachar, you're wearing it anyway.
Or a bachur.
One second. But on the other hand, the problem with that, and then you have to have, like the Bir Halacha says in Yudalad, you should have kavana l'shem levisha. But lemaisa, it solves the problem and it creates a problem. It solves a problem that now for sure you'll have in mind. But it could be that you're not chayiv in tzitzis, because it's only l'shem kavod, it's not l'shem levisha. So maybe it's a shayla
then you shouldn't put one on the chatchila. Then if you want, if it's a suffix bracha, then maybe you shouldn't put it on at all.
Yeah, so right.
Embroiders, they make you wear it longer.
Yeah, so Rav Harari says embroiders, right, they make you wear it longer. They can't just put it on for the.
Right, they take it off. They take it off after kedusha.
They put away the Torah or something.
You know, after kedusha.
Before the kedusha, after yeah. Kedusha. You mean by Shabbos Mincha?
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating thing what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. But that's the upshot of what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is this idea. And there's a piece here. In Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. This is a new printing. They redid the Rabbi Chanan with like big footnotes and big horus. This is on page 6 here, 6 and 7. Now Rabbi Drillman was a Rosh Hashiva here. Rabbi Shlomo Drillman was a Rosh Hashiva in BTA. Did you have a BTA, Rabbi?
MTA, but I remember hearing about him.
Yeah, so he was a Rebbe in BTA, but then BTA closed, and then he came here to YU. He came to YU. So he was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. So he told me Rabbi Chanan gave the shiur, and then the Talmidim wrote it up. And that's how they put it together, the Kovetz Shiur. Different Talmidim wrote different shiur. And Rav Harari, he told me that he wrote up the famous piece in Ksubas about secretion of the Onichal. That's probably the most famous piece in Rebbe Chanan. Rabbi Drillman wrote up that piece. So he writes here on page 6. Yesh chlachor b'mitzvah tzitzis im kavonis ha-mitzvah makevis. Im yilbash kelai b'tzitzis. In other words, the halacha is you can even have shatnas because, see, tcheles is not only a question of the color. Tchelis is also the material. The material of the tchelis string has to be wool. Not only the color is a certain color, but the... So if you're wearing a linen garment, so then you're going to be wearing shatnas, because that at least the... In other words, the other strings could be linen strings. But the tchelis string, or however sheet you hold, strings, has to be that certain color, but it also has to be that certain material. So therefore, it's going to be shatnez, but we say ese docha lo sase. So he says that if you wear shatnez, but you don't have kavana for the mitzvah, then you did something, you did a lav, but usually it's okay to lav, because ese docha lo sase. But if you didn't have kavana for the ese, so then you didn't get the ese, and you're only doing the lo sase. So he says that if you wear shatnez, if you wash kalayim with tzitzis below kavadas mitzvah over beisur kalayim, nasovim dein hudra rak tuchuya. Again, bitel mitzvahs essay kilovish talis below tzitzis. And then also, not only did you violate a lav, but you also are wearing a four cornered garment without tzitzis, even though the tzitzis are there. You can't ink. But then he says, maybe not. Or after the gam hacha hamitzahi tarzas hamaisa she melubash betzitzis. You can't ain't a kavana makevis. He says maybe tzitzis is not a. In other words, kavanah is makim in a mitzvah when it's a. You have to do a ma'aseh mitzvah. I have to put on tefillin, so I have to have kavanah that I'm putting on tefillin for the mitzvah. Sheik lulav. So I can't just say, you know, I'm a person. I just saw the lulav on the table, and I want to set the table. So I take the lulav in my hand, and that's in my hand. I take it off to make space on the table. So I didn't. So that's cool. Doing it below kavan. So if you hold mitzvah tzichas kavan or not. So the chavetz, the bir halacha says that tzitzis mitzvah tzichas kavan. But the question is. Is that the same? Because the tzitzis is already on. The tzitzis is on the beged already. So you're not doing a maisa on the, you're doing a maisa on the talus, but not on the. So he says, maybe the tzitzis is just there memela. He totsas a maisa. In other words, the totsah is when you put on the beged, you'll be melubash with tzitzis. Imkein ena kavana makefis.
Result-oriented?
It's result-oriented, so maybe it's not action-oriented. So Mela, maybe there's a svara, Rabbi Chana discusses, maybe there's a svara to argue on that whole Mishnah Brura. Then he says, Mishnah Brura, b'yalacha nira d'daito shakavonim akefs. But he's saying, maybe there's no concept of kavana by tzitzis, because there's no maisa on the tzitzis itself. The beggar
should be worn with
tzitzis. So the tzitzis are there. It's a mamela. It's not, but there's no maisa of the tzitzis itself.
It's like a market.
Yeah, it should be a market. Rivarar says, even if you didn't have kavana to put a market on your roof, but it's there. So you. You
made a railing
about Kavanah. You made a railing of
Kavanah, so. Well, you moved into a house with a maker. Doesn't say you have to take it down and put it up again.
Right. Right. So. So he's saying, right, so this din of Asiya, we saw the Asiya is to tie the tzitzis, Vasula and tzitzis, like the Chasam Sofer says. He thought that's why we saw that the Chasam Sofer says that that's a mitzvah, Vasula and tzitzis. And that's why do the Sefer Tzitzis, that Sefer we've been seeing, Simkovich says that it's best to buy a talus that doesn't have tzitzis on it. Because then you won't be, so this way you can make the tzitzis or you can get someone else to be your shliach. But if you're going to buy a tzitzis that's already in between yeses before, you're going to lose out on vasulam tzitzis. So we normally assume not that way. We buy lechatchila talesim with tzitzis on it because we assume that vasulam tzitzis is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the levisha. So there's no inyan necessarily that you have to. You know, it could be like Rav Shechter says from the Netziv that a heksha, maybe it's a heksha mitzvah ksuva b'torah. A heksha mitzvah ksuva b'torah is so maybe it's just a heksha mitzvah, not a mitzvah. He assumes that's sort of like a mitzvah, a sulam tzitzis. But what Rabbi Chana Wasserman is saying is that maybe there's. The whole concept of mitzvah svichas kavana doesn't even apply to tzitzis because there's no maisa here. You're wearing a beged, so you know you haven't kavana to wear the beged, and the tzitzis is memela. Right, according to Chasam Sofer, it might be a mitzvah itself.
And so, our situation, it really isn't a question, because nobody puts on these begadim stam. They put them on because they have tzitzis.
No.
Our talis katan or talis gadol, you put it on because it has tzitzis, not because you want the beged for some other reason.
Right. But what is the Mishnah Berurah saying? I'm saying zman abahol. So you're putting it on, but you're not thinking of the mitzvah. When you're doing it, you're not thinking of the mitzvah. You're not thinking of the mitzvah. So then you're just like, you're just doing it as protocol. You know, oh, okay, yeah. So that's what he's saying. So then maybe if you hold mitzvah sichas gevurah, you didn't get the mitzvah. You know, there was a big machlokes between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Huttner. Lagabi Mifsa Hatfil. You know, the Chabad all over the world. You know, a lot of times I used to see by the Tachana Merkazit or Ben Yehuda, you know, they have people putting on tefillin on them, you know. So that was the Rebbe's thing, Mifsa Hatfilin, that people should put on tefillin. So if put in the thought that if they don't know that they're parshus in the tefillin, then they're misasik, and then they don't get the mitzvah. And the Rebbe thought, no, even if you don't know, but if you think that you're doing a good deed, you're doing a mitzvah, so what that you don't know that they're parshus in there? Would that be called making them sasik? That, like, say a secular Jew, he sees the boxes. He doesn't know that they're parchment in the boxes.
He knows they're holy.
So the Babashir Rebbe says it's still get the mitzvah, because he's... And Rav Huttner says, if you don't realize that they're parshus in the tefillin, then it's misasig. I remember I was once at a wedding with the late Rabbi Jules Brody. Jules Brody was a very chashuv lawyer, big Talmud Chacham from Chaim Berlin, the Talmud of Rav Huttner. He lived on the west side, and he used to come to my shiurim also. And so at a chasana, he was sitting next to me, and he showed me this sheet from this machloikis between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Huttner about Mifzat Tefillin. I don't know.
You say it's Arba Parshios. Maybe you have to know what the Parshios, to what level do you have to
know? What level do you have to know, right? What Rav Aaron is saying is, once you don't have to know everything, then who says you have to know anything? Well, you have to know is you're doing, this is a good deed.
Ratzon Hashem, that's all.
Yeah, Ratzon Hashem, and I don't know what's in there. I'm not more like the Lubavitcher Rebbe in this matter than Rav Huttner. That as long as you know you're doing a mitzvah, that's it. Yeah, it's, in fact, in the footnote here, what Rav Harari said is in the footnote here. whether you can compare tzitzis to a makkah or not. He says on page 6, the last three lines on the bottom of the, in the footnotes, last three lines. Vinyan zeh shamati b'shem Gaon of David Zvi Kralenstein shamar tish lo medafim neim medegeda mitzvah tzitzis hu tautsoa shehu lovosh mikom mokom yish lechalik nolol dami l'makkah.
On the other hand, we have a machlokes hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanocha osa mitzvah.
Right.
So it's just the maisa. You don't even have to see it afterwards.
Yeah, but you have to do the maisa.
You have to do the Maisa.
You have to do the Maisa. That's good.
But the Totsa'a is almost irrelevant. There was the potential. The potential Maisa.
Right.
The potential
Totsa'a. If it went out right away, it would be.
Okay, as long as there was enough oil to begin with to burn in half an hour.
And even if it never did, unless it was in a windy place where Mikari couldn't have. So that's a question. In other words, does the whole concept of mitzvah svicha kavanah apply to tzitzis? So the Mishnah Berurah thinks it does. And therefore, he says, if somebody puts on his tzitzis rapidly, then it's like wearing a beged without tzitzis, because he didn't have kavanah for the tzitzis. He wasn't thinking about the tzitzis. I mean, you have to actively stop and think. The strings, or you could just say that it's latent, like Rav Soloveitchik said, you know, certain things are in the front of the mind, certain things are the back, latent, right? It's the whole thing about Birkas HaTorah, right here, how he explains the Tosis and Brachas, that even though you make Birkas HaTorah in the morning, and then you go to work, so for 5 hours you aren't learning, and then you come back, you don't make another Birkas HaTorah, because Tosis says, you know, it's... You know, the Messiah from the Torah, so that's Rav Soloveitchik's famous thing, that it's in the back of your mind. So maybe you could say, here, look, you know, even though he's not actively thinking about the strings, he's not thinking about anything. He's just thinking that he has to, you know, put on the thing, say the bracha, you know, but would he therefore not necessarily... You know, so the Mishnah Berurah thing is a chiddush that what he himself writes. You know, olam nizharim b'zeh. You know, olam nizharim b'zeh. Yeah. Okay. You know, olam nizharim b'zeh. But so that's the question. If you so what's the halachic status? If you didn't have active kavana, then maybe you're not yotze the mitzvah, and then it comes worse, because here you're doing not only you're not being yotze the mitzvah, but then you're wearing a beged, and that's the point where Rav Aaron said that. That the matzah to wear the beged is what you do in the mitzvah. And to do a mitzvah, you have to have kavan, if you have mitzvah srichas kavan. But as you say, that, like Rabbi Chana said, that maybe this mitzvah is, because there's no direct action on the tzitzis. But I guess to argue with Rabbi Chana, you have to say there's a direct action of wearing the beged. And therefore, you have to have in mind that the tzitzis are the beged. You know, there's a very interesting discussion. There's a sifrei that says, if you're a person, you drop money in the street, right? And you didn't know you dropped the money. And then an ani comes and picks it up. So you get a bracha, you get schar. So the question is, but you didn't have kavana, fakert. You didn't want to lose that money inadvertently. So what's the schar to get? So the Esaurus Tshuva, that's the Chasam Sofer's grandson, says because tzedakah is a result-oriented mitzvah. So as long as the ani has money now, he got a $20 bill, now he can buy dinner. So you were a conduit to Mahanahim, you get tzchar. And he says that mitzvah shvichas kavana, the Soros Tshuva says, and I heard Rav Bick's son, Rav Yaakov Dov Kassin, someone from Rav Bick, Rav Avraham Yeshua Heschel Bick, once said it, and his father was there when he heard him say it. He was happy that he says that Mitzvah Sfichas Kavana, the Soros Tshuva said, and Rav Avraham Yeshua Heschel Bick might have also said also, is only by Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Mokum. But Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, it's result-oriented. If does he have the money? They have the tzedakah, he doesn't have the tzedakah. So he has the tzedakah. And he was allowed to take it because it's a makom sharabim mitzuyim sham, so we assumed that there was yeish. And it's interesting about yeish. You know, I was in the yeshiva here, and I couldn't find my YUID. I couldn't find my YUID. I don't know what happened to it. I was looking all over. I couldn't find my YUID. You know, you don't have your YUID, you can't make packets, and you can't get it. So you go to the office, you get another ID, and they make another ID. Then yesterday, there's a woman here. I was in Brooklyn on Sunday, and I happened to be in a bank there. And a woman who lives in the Heights happened to be in the same bank, and she found my ID in Brooklyn. So I already had yeish. She found it, so give it back to me. I remember, man, it's already not valid anymore because I got a new ID because I lost the old ID. But you know, in life, you should never have yeish. You never know.
No, but if you lose your new ID, you
can't
reactivate the old one.
Oh, okay. So there's a backup. I mean, they could just reactivate. You don't have to.
You don't have to get
a new one. You have. Oh, so it's good die for me.
Don't mix them up because if you scan the wrong one, they get upset.
Then you have another myself like that, and I can't go off the safe.
Oh, well,
lost the safer when someone found it in a camp.
Oh, yeah, I have to remember that mess. Okay, so Rabosa, so this is a very interesting, this Bir Halacha and this Rabbi Chanan of what's the. Oh, I didn't forget. So the Zoros Truva says, Mitzvah Srichas Kavan is only Bein Adam. Even without kavan, but the Chafetz Chaim disagrees. The Chafetz Chaim says in the Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim says that if you lose, the Sifrei says if you lose money and only picks it up, he gets schar, but it's not a mitzvah. It's like some. You know, it's a quasi thing that you did, you know, you were a conduit, but you didn't get a mitzvah. You know, it's like maybe like a mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah because you didn't have kavana. And mitzvah tzvich has kavana. In other words, he doesn't hold from that chiluk of the Soros Truva that Ben Adam Lamokum requires kavana, but then Chavir doesn't. He says, no, you Mitzvah Ksiv Kavana, then you have to give the Kavana the Shem Mitzvah. And if you lost a penny, even though the Sifrei says you get the Bracha, you get this, but that's not the Madrega of a Mitzvah. Because Mitzvah means you did something, but Siva Yachem. So if you lost money and the boy picked up, so Zoros Truva says, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is all result oriented. So he got money. He lost a $20 bill. And you didn't have kavana to give that to tzedakah, but you lost the $20 bill, and now the Adi found it, and he went out to. Yeah, and so you got schar mitzvah, and the Chafetz Chaim says no, it's some dover tov that you are conduit, but to call it a mitzvah, you know, in this world everyone decides, everyone calls everything a mitzvah, anything that's good they call a mitzvah. And, you know, they use this word mitzvah very loosely. But a mitzvah means specific things that are mitzvah. And then the mitzvah means you have to come vodak for the mitzvah. This whole idea of a mitzvah is that you're doing it because Hashem is mitzvah, not because you decide. You know, that's what Chasam Sofer says. That's the attitude of b'shrius li bi'elech, that Chasam Sofer says. That pasuk in shrius li bi'elech means I decide. I decide what's right and what's wrong. Not what the Torah says, it's I decide. So you know what Chasam Sofer says about that? That those people who are b'shrius li bi'elech, lo yovah Hashem sloach lo. Then they're not in the realm of tshuva, they're not in the realm of, because they're doing things because they decide what's the right and what's wrong. We have to do things because this is the tzivu Hashem.
What about bikur chol? Right? You can always go to a hospital and cure of sick people. But you're learning in yeshiva. So why? I mean, when do you choose one mitzvah over another?
Okay, so the klalim of when to do one mitzvah, why not to do one.
You're saying if you have a choice, what do you mean by what would it be to choose to do this mitzvah?
No, it means that you decide that what you think is a worthwhile thing.
I mean, like,
not a question of what you're learning, other words. In other words, be sure you should leave in. You think, like...
Well, I can say, look, I can do this, or...
This doesn't make sense to me. Those type of people. Wow. This makes sense, this doesn't make sense. It's all about what makes sense to me. As opposed to having a hachnoah to an authority, to the Ribbon Shel Olam. So the Chesaris Tshuva says, by Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, you don't need Kavanah. So if you lost money and only gets it, he gets mitzvah to stop it. And the Chafetz Chaim says, no. You might get a bracha, but it's not a mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. Because it wasn't the Kavanah, the mitzvah Svichas Kavanah. Even Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, as I pointed out. So that's a fundamental machlokes. That Sifrei that says that you get a bracha if you lose money and someone picks it up, that's the question. Okay, Rabosai. So we're going to have the lunch now. And tomorrow we'll have
early?
11 to 12.
Is that going to be Kavua?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be Kavua. But at least for the time being, when things change, I'll let everyone know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
cool.
Okay, Koltov. Koltov. Yeah, what are you saying, Rafari? You're welcome to say, too.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, you enjoying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You come tomorrow. You'll see tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.